Today, a very special episode of Balls Deep. B-Dub and I are going through a quick draft lottery for a mock draft. Who knows why we're doing the mock draft? This is what happens when you get eliminated from your fantasy playoffs. This is Fantasy Basketball International. This is Balls Deep.
I'm the type to get shit done. You the type to observe. March Madness on my speakers, but today's November 23rd. Cause I'm loud in the blunt, yeah. Don't say what I want, yeah. Probably somewhere sunny and tan. Foreign women in the sun, yeah.
That's all that I need. That's all that I need. That's all that I need. Got my brothers with me. Got my brothers with me. And my mama's healthy. That's all that I need.
Welcome to the Balls Deep Podcast, part of the Fantasy Basketball International Podcast Network. As I said, special episode. Not a usual one that we record, but I've been eliminated from a few leagues. I'm frustrated. B-Dub is frustrated, especially after the last week that he's had. So we thought we'd set up a mock draft with myself and 13 other analysts, including B-Dub. Surprisingly, the uptake was very positive and very quick. I'll bring in B-Dub. B-Dub, thanks for jumping on. It's been a while, actually, since you've been on the show. So good to have you back.
Yeah, several months. Over a long hot summer here in Melbourne, 37 yeah. degrees Celsius today, right now outside, very hot.
Yeah, I don't think we're quite that warm. It is warm. We were just out doing some shopping and stuff. So not quite as warm as you, but has been warm. We've managed to catch you in a nice little gap between putting kids to bed and probably lunch and all that sort of stuff. So. Appreciate the 10 minutes here. It won't take too long. We've set up a duck race. So this is how you normally run lotteries for a lot of the World Cup leagues and all sorts of other industry sort of mocks we've done and that sort of thing. So anyone who isn't familiar, basically there'll be 14 ducks on the screen. They'll be racing along. How long have you set it for? 7 minutes?
7 minutes and 9 seconds. I was thinking about 4 minutes and 20 seconds, but I went with this.
All right. So 6 minutes and 69 seconds, according to the screen.
Yeah.
There we go. 7 minutes and 9 seconds. So for anyone on Twitter, you would have seen I've tweeted out about this already, but in this league, joining myself and B-Dub, we've got Jake Skidmore, Kayla Fonte, Noah Rubin, NBA Fantasy Bible, NBA G-Wiz, Raphael Johnson, Alex Reclean, Matt Smith, Kyle McEwen, Mike Barner, Dan Titus, and Zach Hanshew. Josh Lloyd did just tweet out wondering where his invitation was. As I expected, I messaged him and said, would you like to join the league? And he said, absolutely not. So I was correct in not inviting him. So here we go. I'll let you hit the start button, B-Dub.
All right, let's get this off to a start. They're going to quack away in the background while we chat about a few things. So ignore or enjoy the quacking as you feel.
Yes. So we just thought we'd take this 7 minutes to quickly go over the World Cup. So the Locked On Fantasy Basketball FBI World Cup is drawing to a close. I've been eliminated for a while, so I haven't been paying too much attention. I know you were eliminated potentially last week, is that right?
It was a few weeks ago now, given the we had to pause to do the third draft. But, I made it through to phase two. Yep. I won my division. We had 48 divisions in the end. So I won my division. I think I got $100 from that W. And then making it through to the second round was 48 division winners. And we did a full redraft across four different leagues of 12. And by God, it was fierce competition and totally wild redrafting in the middle of the season. Because obviously, it's not obvious, but phase two of the World Cup lasted six rounds. And one of those rounds was the All-Star weekend, so it was 3 weeks. But drafting for just 2 weeks was wild as well because, you had weird things like Nick Richards going, in the fourth round and then, obviously other sort of star-level players like Nikola Jokic, I think, went going around 10, 11, 12. And that was just because of the number of games that they were playing. So I think there was 7 games for Denver, which was pretty low, but like 9 games for Charlotte, which was the highest. So, yeah, totally interesting to see how people built their teams. I try to be pretty tricky, sort of maximize games played. And then, of course, the players didn't necessarily play every single game during that stretch, so I sort of shot myself in the foot. My observation there was the sort of the people that were drafting and were just taking the quality players and not necessarily minding the games played too much tended to do better than the others. But I remember like scrolling through the scoreboards across the 4 divisions and it was like 5-4 in every matchup. So super tight, super close. And yeah, my particular matchup just came down to a block and a steal, something like that. So really, really tight. But no, I lost. I lost in the first matchup of phase 2. But now that phase 2's ended, what actually happened was you had 12 teams in 4 divisions. And after the first week, 12 became 6. And then after the All-Star weekend, 6 became 3. So that left us with 3 times 4 divisions. It was 12 players. So those guys have actually redrafted again, and now it's the final phase elimination. So we're going to see who's going to get the 5-grand prize or whatever. I think that's we're about 2.5 weeks away from understanding who the world champion is this year. And there's one homegrown Melbourneian Mamba Academy guy that's been in FBI League since day one. He's still in it, so I'm sort of probably shouldn't be rooting for a particular individual, but I've sort of hoping that he makes it through and gives the rest of the boys a run for their money. But basically every single person that's remaining, they are absolute quality like fantasy basketballers. And I couldn't be happier with how the World Cup has gone this year. It is like by far the best ever iteration and going to be similar next year, but definitely a few tweaks that'll be made, a few things I learned along the way.
Yeah, the redrafting concept is interesting. I implemented that in one of my home leagues this year, not to the same level as the World Cup, but we basically split after we played. So it's a 16-team league, played everyone once. So after 15 rounds, we split. Top 8 redrafted, bottom 8 redrafted, split into 2 leagues. Top 8 play for the title, bottom 8 play for the number 1 draft pick next year. But I think it's been good. I think it's just reinvigorated those that were sitting 13th and 12th and weren't really going to make the playoffs or anything. They'd sort of given up. So this gives them a new purpose and a new squad. So it's an interesting concept that I think has worked and yeah, it'd be interesting to get feedback once my league and once the World Cup is complete on what people thought about it.
We've totally started a new thing, mate. Like, it's got to catch on everywhere. It's got to be everywhere within a season or two, I bet you.
Yeah, it is. Yeah. And I just love drafting as well. So it is fun just to draft in the middle of the season. So we've got about 2 minutes left in this duck race. We'll quickly just touch on, I guess, what's coming up for FBI. Obviously, the redraft season or your typical fantasy basketball season is starting to wind down into the playoffs. But that doesn't mean our content stops. And I would argue that our content and our leagues, that sort of thing, even ramp up a little bit because we shift our focus to playoff leagues, draft-only leagues for next season, and then Dynasty, of course, which is a big area for us. So I'll let you just sort of briefly touch on what we're looking at in terms of those leagues moving forward.
Yeah, for sure. So all the FBI leagues would be in playoffs at the moment, and I believe we would be just about through the quarterfinal. Next week, the semi, and then the week after that would be the grand final in most leagues. There are some leagues with sort of different setups, 14 teams and what have you, where it's slightly different. And, of course, the Roto leagues go all the way through to the end of the season. But more or less, within about 2 weeks from now, all those leagues will be finished. We'll have the winners. Maybe about a week after that, Fantrax will unlock the cities. We'll be able to distribute the winnings. But as soon as they're all finished, that will be when we just dive straight into playoff leagues. So we'll start drafting for playoff leagues basically immediately after, so they're ready to go for the first day of playoffs. And let me just pause there while we see who wins the race.
Yeah, we've got
Matt. I don't know Smith. What number I would want to draft in this.
Yeah, I don't know.
Mock draft. Probably well, like
looks like Raphael Johnson could get this.
He was covered last the whole way.
There we go. It'll
all
come
right,
up.
Let's have a look here. All right, Raf, Skiddy, you got three, Kingy. Noah, Kayla, then me. All right, six. I'm pretty cool with six. I was doing a bit of back of the napkin, rankings just before. And top like six or seven, top six or seven, I think, for next season with a few new names in that sort of top echelon of fantasy contributors, where they weren't. I'm thinking of Wemby, where they weren't there last season. But then after that, it's Barner, Reclean, Titus. So that's Dan Titus, Mike Barner, Matty G, Zach Hanshew, Kyle McEwen, NBA Fantasy Bible, and then coming up in the rear, Matt Smith.
All right. So I'm just plugging in the order very quickly while we've got it on the screen.
I'll keep talking about where was
you
I?
You keep talking, yeah.
Oh, yeah, playoff leagues. So, yeah, watch out for that, guys, because it's not – necessarily in your face. A lot of people miss them. So every year we do these, right? It's normally like five, six, seven sort of playoff leagues. Got it down to sort of quite a nice format at this point, where it's usually like sort of a round robin for a couple of periods. So you have like 4 or 5 day periods rather because, you know, it's a little bit different to the regular season. You have like 4 or 5 day periods, split the 12 teams into three divisions. Sometimes actually it's better to have 8 teams, and I have to review what the settings were last season because it worked really well. But it's less teams because there's less teams at like real life NBA teams qualifying for playoffs. So you want to have less teams in each league so that you can sort of distribute the players a bit better. Then you do a little sort of round robin where you play each team in like fantasy team in your division once. And that's usually just a couple of weeks because you split it into four. Then you get left with four teams who sort of get through to the next round. You have your semis and then you have your final. Then it's sort of all over. And you make the final a bit longer because obviously there's only sort of much fewer games on during that stage. So it is a bit of a science setting up these leagues to make them engaging and interesting. But that's right. Just coming back to me now. Actually, the most fun I had last season in one of these playoffs leagues was in the Pick'em League. We had a Pick'em League. You had two, but one of them, you could choose any player for any day. And it turned out like most people would have, you know, you choose five players to start. Most people would have like the same four players and it might be one different, you know, for each team. And a lot of teams have the same. So everyone sort of was stepping up the same. But the one that was super fun was you could only pick a player once for the whole playoffs.
Yeah.
And there were so many cool decisions to make. Like, you know, be like, you know, two NBA teams would be like two all in a playoff series. And then you're deciding which player you're going to start for the day based on, you know, if you think the team's going to progress to the next round, you don't want to pick players from that team.
Mm-hmm.
Because then you've used them, you can't use them in the future. So you want to use as many players from the teams that are going to get eliminated. That's the one I would recommend everyone jump into. And the beauty of that is like you can have as many players in the league as you want, right? Because everyone's got the whole NBA to choose from. You're not really sharing a player pool, if that makes sense. So the prize pool is quite big. And you know, we can have like couple hundred players in there, so watch out for that one. I know I haven't been really crystal clear about these settings, but maybe we can come back and talk about it a bit more in a couple of weeks when we're setting them up and rolling them out. And then just to sort of wrap up what we were saying about what's happening in the off season, there's a couple more things. So it's playoff leagues, the other one is obviously dynasty. Really, dynasty season kicks in and around the time of the NBA draft. Most of the leagues are doing their dynasty drafts after the NBA draft, so you know sort of where all the prospects have landed. that's not really happening until sort of June. So there's a bit of a like a dead spot, but that's, I like to use that time to sort of just get my head around who all the prospects are and that kind of thing. But it's also a good time if you want to join a dynasty league. You know, every year, I mean, we've got like 50, 60 dynasty leagues there. So every year, for whatever reason, one or two teams might drop out of a league. Usually they've paid 1 year in advance. So there's often teams that you can come and claim and next season is already prepaid. So you get one season free if you sort of take on someone else's team if they leave. So we never have any problem filling those up, pretty popular. So I guess what I'm saying there is keep your eye out for that. If you want to join a dynasty league, there will be an opportunity to join high-quality dynasty leagues through that period, basically through the NBA playoffs or maybe just after they finish, all the way through to around the NBA draft. And then finally, last thing is that we start up our draft-only league. So obviously we've just done the duck race for one of those draft-only leagues. Did you get all those names in, by the way, King?
Yeah, I'm just checking them now. Yeah. I think I did. So I've got Kayla. Hang on, let me just double check.
Give it a out to you.
Yeah, so I've got up to sixth. I'm right. I've got you at six.
All right, then it's Barner, Reclean, Titus. I'll leave it up on the screen. You can look Reclean. It up. I'll just talk about these draft-only leagues. This is obviously the first one we're setting up way too early just for analysts.
Yeah.
But as soon as basically the playoffs finish, we'll start running draft-only leagues, $5 buy-ins, roto points, but mostly head-to-head nine cat. And they'll just be running consistently all the way through the off-season. Last off-season, I think we got up to like 90 leagues. So that's going to be fun for me to go through and see who all the winners are and distribute all the winnings. I think I'm going to have to take a day off work to do that. But yeah, that's sort of what's in the pipeline. I actually have come to really love this time of year and this sort of the quirky playoff leagues, the way too early mock drafts, and then of course all things dynasty. It's just really you know that during this period the server's going to get active and it's going to be all the fantasy basketball diehards, and every year there's like a new set of people that come through and just add on to the group that's already sort of fanging for this time of year. So it's great.
Yeah, and we do already have about 3,500 in that Discord server, I think, something like that. And as you said, yeah, it's a time of growth for us, or at least a time where we don't slow down. We continue bringing out content, leagues, that sort of thing. So, yeah, always a fun time just to get us through until next season starts. I think I've got all those picks in there now, so cool. I think we're good. Nice. So the draft for this league will start at 6 a.m. Australian time tomorrow, which is 2 p.m. Eastern in the States. 5-hour picks, so we're probably looking at a couple of weeks, I would think. People obviously aren't going to just be 100% committed to this, so they'll make their picks when they have a chance. I'll be tweeting out like a rolling tweet thread kind of thing, tweeting out all the picks. We'll see if Raf goes with Wemby at number one. I've got number three, so I'm going to get Wemby, Shea or Jokic, I would assume, which I'm super great. Happy with.
They're top three. And I'm going to get one of those three guys, or Embiid or Halliburton or number six. I had it like a top seven when I sort of briefly had a look at it before. Oh, I've got it. I've got my cue here. So let's have a look.
It's probably Luka. I would think it Luka.
Oh, Luka. Yeah, Luka. And then I had Giannis at seven. Like, I know he sort of misses the odd game, but he really can be a force of nature. And
you can
build winning teams around him. But yeah, no, I'm glad I got that top six because I'm sort of happy. I'm happy getting Luka at six. He's been pretty good this season.
Yeah, I think so. It's going to be interesting to see where someone like Chet goes. This is a 14-team league, so it's not exactly standard, but I think he goes first round.
Oh, you reckon? Yeah, I reckon about 13, 14 is what I'm
guessing. Yep. Yeah. And then guys like Durant, Steph Curry, these guys that are sort of aging a little bit.
They're going to start falling.
Where do they fall to?
James Harden, what do you reckon? Third round, fourth round?
Yeah, maybe early third. Sort of.
Who's going to be higher, LeBron or James Harden?
I think Harden might be.
You reckon?
Yeah, I think so.
I don't know. LeBron's just.
I don't know, but yeah,
proving to be a freak of nature. Another interesting one will be Kawhi Leonard, because I think he was going like third round last season. I bet you he could be even in the first round.
Yeah, I don't know if people will go first, maybe early second. We'll see. It's going to be interesting. I mean, it is a mock, and obviously there's months until the season starts, and there could be trades, there could be all sorts of things that happen. So this is by no means set in stone for what is going to happen next year, but I think it'll give us a good indication with those guys, and then players like Jalen Johnson, who's been a bit of a breakout this season. How high does he go?
Scotty
Barnes, yeah,
interesting one. Another one is Anthony Edwards, and the last one I'll throw out there is Sengun. I reckon he's gonna.
Yeah, I was just looking at him. I think, how high is Sengun? Does he go third round?
Second, I reckon. Second round.
Could be. He's been really good the last few weeks. So, yeah. Anyway, it should be interesting. It should be fun.
Kobe White.
Yep.
Yeah.
He's
fourth round
this season.
Yeah.
Yeah. Miles Bridges. Yeah. Where are
people? I have been. I'm in a league. Anyway, I'll just throw a quick trade at you that I've been considering making an offer. And I don't know if I'm stupid or not, but I have LaMelo Ball. And I was considering trading, like sending an offer to the guy that's got Kobe White and Emmanuel Quickly. Those two
in Dynasty. In Dynasty.
Yeah.
Maybe. I don't know. I mean, LaMelo is so good, but these
like the opposite of what I would normally look. I'd be looking to combine sort of two.
Yeah.
Less valuable assets for a LaMelo who could be sort of a round one guy, but I'm starting to lose the faith.
I'm trying not to, but it is, it's rough. I mean, I do think the Hornets obviously are taking it pretty cautious here. So if he was actually playing on a team that mattered, he might be playing, but that's not like this is a thing. It's not just a fake injury. He's dealt with these ankle injuries for the last 2 years. So, it's worrying. And Quickly, he's been pretty good in Toronto.
From a fantasy perspective. Yeah. Yes. It's not really doing it for him from a real life perspective at the moment. But I do have faith in the guy. I think new surroundings, new responsibilities. You know, it's going to take him a minute to just settle in there. But no, I think he could pop quite a bit next season.
Yeah. Yeah.
Kobe could take another step up too. So.
Yeah, maybe. Yeah, we'll see what the Bulls look like next season.
I'd have Taylor Hendricks probably going out in that deal too. So it'd be my Ball and Hendricks for Kobe and Quickly. So.
Okay, interesting.
Yeah, I'll let you know next time we chat how I went with that.
Yeah, all right. Cool. Well, I'm going to let you go off. I'm going to go and have some lunch. I've got to go and coach my nephew's basketball team in about half an hour. So I better study up on offenses so I know what I'm teaching them.
What's that under what age group?
Under 16s.
Okay. Well, they're just getting to the point where you can run a few plays for them and
just
some. They've got a really big guy on their team. Is it like a big like?
They've got one guy who's decently sized. Pretty athletic. Yeah. So I want to start utilizing him a bit more on the offense.
Put him down on the low post and just get the point guard and send it in to him, and then. Just in training, just have him doing like low post stuff nonstop in training. By the end of the season, it'd be unstoppable.
Well, it helps that I can actually defend him. So like to teach him how to match up against some size. So I'm happy to step in there and just defend him. So
you'd be like twice the size of him, no?
Hey?
You'd be twice the size of him.
I'm bigger than him. I'm not he's tall, but he's not my height quite yet. But far more athletic than I am. So we'll see how he goes. All right. That'll do it. We will, we'll jump on in a couple of weeks to talk about leagues that we've got coming up and settings and that sort of thing. And as I said, I'll be tweeting out about this mock draft every couple of days, I would assume. We'll get through a round. So I will keep people in the loop as what's happening. And, it should be fun. We'll probably just do another one once we're finished because people are looking for things to do. So I will find my outro button. I will let you go and look after your family. We'll follow us. Follow B-Dub at Hidden Upside. I'm at AdamKing91. We are at FBI Basketball on Twitter. And all of our links to our Discord and website and everything are in the show description usually. And also on our Twitter pages. We've got all those links there as well if people want to follow along. Give us a thumbs up, like, and subscribe. We appreciate anyone that watches along and follows our content. Until next time, catch up.
You just listened to another episode from the Fantasy Basketball International Podcast Network. Thanks for joining us. And for more information about joining our community, please check out our website at fbibasketball.com.